Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So you know how we've referenced the 2022 game against Carolina? Kang, I want to bring you in on this. This is a quiz for Kang. We do quiz for Gator a lot. Quiz for Kang. That 2022 game against Carolina, the Lions lost, what was it, 45?
37-23.
37-23, Christmas Eve. And what I remember about that game is Carolina rushed for like a million yards.
Which they did. It was just shy of it. 320 yards rushing for Carolina on 43 carries. That's a 7.5 yard average. Dante Foreman had 165 yards rushing. Chuba Hubbard had 125 yards rushing.
Gator asked me who was the Lions' leading rusher in that game. I said Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams had 7 carries for 11 yards, was third on the team in rushing, in yards.
Kang?
What was his total again, sorry?
11.
11? Jeez.
As so a team, they only ran for 45 yards in the game.
So I want you to guess.
St. Brown in the end around.
Good call. St. Brown had 1 carry for 0 yards.
Oh, okay. Who is that fullback that they had that everybody loved, Jed?
I know what you mean. Yeah. was it not him? No. Okay. It was not that guy. I just want to see if he caught that. This was the game he caught the pass. And no,
didn't he
not.
Catch a pass for a touchdown at one point?
Yeah.
I feel like it was against Carolina. So it wasn't him?
No.
Kang, you venture another guess? I know who I'm going to guess next.
Goff, a couple scrambles.
Jared Goff had 3 carries for 15 yards.
More than Jamal Williams.
Had a long of 14 and was the Lions' leading rusher in the game.
Yeah. Wow. Well done. That was my next guess.
DeAndre Swift was next with 12 yards. I mean.
That was the game. Was Steve Wilkes the coach for the Panthers? Is it Steve Wilkes?
I think so.
Yeah. He led him to some wins at the end of the season. I remember I thought they should have kept him. And
Sam Darnold was quarterback in that game. It had 15 completions for 250 yards and a touchdown.
Crazy.
Goff threw for 355, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and the Lions weren't even close.
All right, speaking of Jared Goff, we spoke to him earlier today. There were problems with his cell phone, so we're just going to bring you some of the best of what he had to say. Communication, we heard about it. Was communication really only improved because it was a home game? Here's what Jared had to say about Sunday against Chicago. Okay. Look, it's great. I think it's great that they're playing Baltimore this week. I think it's awesome. Because that's going to be a loud crowd. I don't know what their defense is like. I think the early returns are. They might not be up to the typical Baltimore standard, but it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. It'll be so much nicer, though, if the Lions execute offensively in a game against a legitimate contender on the road. Here's a challenge, and that's what makes it great, is showing, okay, that it could show that the Packer disaster might have been a one-off from a Lions offensive perspective. Not to say the Packers aren't for real, but offensively, kind of was a disaster.
You're a rhyming machine today, man.
I really am spitting fire.
The Packer disaster, I like that. I mean, I didn't like the game. I just liked the comment.
Yeah. More from Jared Goff this morning. You said it was the best. He at one point said it was the best protection he had in his career. So we said, really? Here's what he had to say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
That's awesome, because that was a, I mean, you talk about the list of concerns coming out of the Green Bay game. I think the offensive line, as far as on the field, was probably number one.
That was a big concern, because the line had not performed to their task against the Packers. But good grief, what they did against the Bears. I mean, Goff just mentioned he was barely touched. And I think there were only four pressures in the game. Some of you had that on Twitter. Four pressures, which I believe is a career best for Goff as a Lion.
All right, next up, challenge of playing in Baltimore and making sure that you don't have those communications problems you had in Green Bay. So it's interesting that he used the 10 years. A quarterback's been in this league for 10 years. And he was definitely wanted to take the responsibility and put it on his shoulders after the Green Bay game, saying, you know, I got to be better. I think the inherent message is, I'm a 10-year guy. This guard is like starting game 6 of his career, and this other guard's starting game 3.
Mm-hmm.
So let me help those guys out as best I can. Now, he wasn't going to give a soundbite. That part was about, hey, we'll be able to handle this. Tell us you'll be able to handle the crowd of Baltimore, and he wasn't going to give us a soundbite.
Yeah, and we weren't trying to set him up.
No, that wasn't just, it at all.
But he expects that their communication, that they can get their nonverbal communication done well enough to handle any road situation. And I hope that's the case.
All right, what about Isaac Tesla? How do you expand his role without taking the football out of other people's hands? Here's what Jared Goff had to say. You know, one of the champ votes we got from our listeners was after that game against the Bears. Somebody champed the rookie class. And basically that's Tyreek Williams, who had two passes broken up, including one on fourth down, yep, led to a turnover and downs. Tate Ratledge, who was a part of that dominant performance up front on the offensive line. And Isaac Tesla, who did one thing, but the one thing he did led directly to 7 points. And it was spectacular.
That it was quite spectacular. And I mean, you were the first one to call this a few weeks ago when you said that this might be the best draft class that Brad Holmes has had, which is, I mean, that's putting him out there considering the draft classes that he has had. But it's one pick in a first round, one pick in a second round, one pick in a third round. It's not multiple picks in a round like they had with the, you know, the four players they got a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That are all great players. But this is it's starting off on the right foot for all three of these players. You know, through two games, I mean, Ratledge grew leaps and bounds from week one to week two. Tyleek Williams, I think, is going to be a pretty good player on this team, hopefully for many years to come. But he's got a little bit of disruption in a pass game, and you know, when he's able to knock down a couple of passes in one single game, he'll take it. I mean, it's, if you're not going to get to the quarterback, let me be disruptive in another way.
It'll be very hard to pass the 2021 class, which is Penei Sewell, Ali McNeil, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Derek Barnes.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Well, you got, I mean, one of the best, a couple players there.
They're arguably the best in the position in the league. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.